Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
We're going into the weekend, and you've already got, like, because I cook on the weekends, like, my thing. Breakfast, the whole thing. I try to take care of business there because my wife does the whole
week. Bacon in the oven.
But we're talking about.
Nobody said bacon. We said French fries.
I'm not putting French fries in
the
oven.
Listen, okay. But what? Just Key's stubborn. But it,
no, I want grease.
Okay, you want grease, but the rest of us who are not former professional athletes at however tall, however much you weigh, and trying to cut a little calorie, you could take a whole sweet potato or white potato if you prefer, slice it up like a fry, season it, throw it in the oven, and keep it pushing.
No, I
you're being dramatic. You're being Michonne.
No,
about
I'm
this.
Not. You are. I just no, can't mess with it.
Michonne. Okay, go ahead. Continue, hon.
The auntie.
She goes right at you,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, she wants me to bake my fries. If I want a damn baked potato, I'll make a baked potato.
You're not talking about, obviously, if it's frozen, it's a different story. You're talking about, I'm slicing
slice
up.
Slice a potato.
Potato.
I don't
season
want
it,
you
right?
to
you season
bake your fries. I want you to respect people that bake their fries.
No, you can bake them. I ain't
Thank
got no
you.
Problem with it.
So
I need that grease
that,
in my life.
Say
though.
That and take that attitude off
you
your face.
You
need, I need the
you
grease.
Need it, like, when you take the bite, it's just.
The grease. If you're going to have the grease joints, I will indulge in a Five Guy fry. They have good fries. Popeye's low-key has good fries. If you're going all the way with the Popeye's chicken sandwich and just had the fries. So I will get you some grease
Five
fries.
Guys got, for sure.
Five Guys has good fries.
Because I think they got the Obey on the joint, right?
Yeah. But when I'm home, you're trying to cut
Five Guys, you need to drink gallons of water after those fries.
Immediately.
I mean.
But there's certain things I feel like has to just, it just has to be cooked a certain way. That's all.
But I need to figure out the air fryer thing because I need to get to that level now.
Game.
Air fryer is legit.
And I don't like
messy.
Buying an appliance, and then I know that wasn't the right one to get, so I got to chuck that one and get
I got
another
three
one.
Of them. I've seen you pictures
of all
three. I need
the best one.
I have one. I like mine.
Well, no, I got three of them
I know.
Because
I'm
one of them
you.
Is a grill.
That's fancy.
Yeah, it's
New York. I can't grill outside in the snow.
Okay, I don't think you can miss. On an air fryer is all I'm saying.
No, you can't miss.
I'm going there.
They're legit.
They're legit.
I'm going there because that's something I need to get that in my life.
But don't put fries in there.
But don't put fries in there?
Alan Hahn, who, when we talked about chicken parm off air just now.
Oh, thanks.
Literally, visually, if you're going to put McThirsty out on the air, I'm doing this. Literally grimaced at the fact that Keyshawn said he's actually going to fry his chicken for his chicken parm.
Yes.
So Alan Hahn will be putting fries in his air fryer as well as his chicken parm.
I will
parm,
try it.
His chicken for his
I will,
chicken parm.
I will try it. But the chicken parm, I mean, as much as, I mean, I'm at an age now where I cannot be frying everything in oil. And
I didn't say fry everything. You act like you dealing with somebody on the cooking
the
channel
fryer.
With pounds of butter and sugar. And no, that's not what I'm
don't
saying.
You don't put three bricks
you.
Of sugar and, I mean, three bricks of butter and then a whole pound of sugar right on top.
He got a fry daddy? Wait, what?
See, are we hungry yet? I know
a
I am.
Fry daddy.
No doubt
See,
about
I got like
that.
Fried green tomatoes.
Hey,
I can't be putting them in no air
You know what I want from you, though? Thanksgiving, fry the turkey. I'll be over. Let me know.
Yeah, I won't
Have you
be
done
fried
that?
Turkey.
See, you going to argue
but the
with me?
The reason I won't be frying it, well, first of all, I'm not going to be here for Thanksgiving, and I don't fry a turkey. Okay. I've done it, but I don't fry a turkey because then it goes to waste my kids and nobody really eat meat.
That's a whole nother layer.
Yes,
of the
a whole nother.
Yeah,
yes,
a different.
Yes, a whole.
I wasn't expecting that.
But you know what? If you invited, if you
a lot
invited,
of trees that.
It's a lot. There's a lot going
if
on.
If you invited us,
right?
That turkey
I was
going to
have a fried turkey. Right, we'll be there.
There's no doubt about that.
I've already taken off for Thanksgiving. Don't worry, I won't be working.
The NFL's never off on Thanksgiving, though.
I won't be
not
here.
The point.
Well, you know what? Baseball. We're in the midst of the baseball season right now. We did talk to Kevin Millar earlier in the show about Jacob DeGrom, and guess what? Tonight. National League battle. Actually, it's tomorrow. The Mets host the Padres. Coverage begins 3:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. This MLB weekend preview brought to you by Credit Karma. Visit creditkarma.com/winmoney to open your free account and start winning instant karma. Credit Karma money. Progress starts here. A story we'll bring back, and it involves these relationships in the NFL between coach and quarterback that we've talked about several times. When you have that, you know you got something special. When the coach and the quarterback are on the same page, when they kind of have that unity, you saw what Tom Brady and Bruce Arians were able to do right away. You obviously see what you have in Kansas City. Great example. Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes. Like these duos are very important. We thought maybe Sean McVay and Jared Goff were going to be that power couple. They did get to a Super Bowl, but then things broke up pretty quickly there. And Sean McVay is this guy that clearly is the excitable one out of the two. Mm-hmm. It's right. Is that
Fair.
Goes without saying?
Mm-hmm.
So McVay, listen to how he talks about how he feels about now having Matthew Stafford at his as his quarterback. And he did this during a press conference to promote the Super Bowl in L.A. And the Rams head coach, let's just say, gushed.
I think I've been very happy. Everybody says, man, you just seem like you're in a better mood this offseason. I said, you're damn right I am. So this guy, he's a special guy. I think one of the best ways that I can describe him, when you hear people that have been around him, there's a known confidence where when he walks into a room, you always feel his presence, but he's got a great humility about himself that everybody loves being around him. And he's one of those guys that I think is a true igniter. It makes everybody around him better. I feel like I've become a better coach in the few months that we've been able to spend together. And we're looking forward to doing a lot of good things together.
He sounds pretty excited about this new relationship he's got, about Stafford and all he can bring and all he's already brought to the franchise, what it means to him, what it's done for him as a coach. I mean, that sounds like a guy that is much happier in his new relationship, right?
Yes.
Right.
Zero problem.
Now, do we have any issue with what he said?
I don't.
Key, would this bother you at all?
It just needs to work out, right? Because the last relationship that you were in, for my money, it worked out. You had an opportunity.
You thought it was fine.
You had an opportunity to win a couple divisions, a couple playoffs, Super Bowl appearance. It you know, you made a decision 2 years ago, I think it was, if my mind serves me right, to give a guy one of the highest paid contracts in NFL history for a quarterback. So what went wrong between that contract and you moving on from him to acquire Matthew Stafford and give up all the goods to get a quarterback that is 0-3 lifetime in the playoffs? But wait, it's not Matthew's fault. He was on bad teams. They didn't have any players around him. Coaches were always bad. I get it. You got exactly what you want. You get exactly what you want. And now you got to deliver.
Now you see that from the player perspective.
No, I see it from the way around.
Okay, but the media hears that comment and immediately thinks, man, you really hated Jared Goff. Like, you couldn't wait to get rid of Jared Goff. Like, I am the reporter hearing that press conference, hearing this guy gush the way he's gushing, and I'm thinking to myself, you really, really couldn't wait to get rid of Jared Goff. And so, of course, that became the story. So later on, Sean McVay had to go back and talk to reporters and, well, let's just say, like, clarify his excitement.
You know, I hate that I even have to say this, but I think I made a comment earlier that was definitely taken out of context. I am very excited. I have been in a good mood because of the confidence I have in this team. But by no means is that a slight to anybody, you know, like Jared, who has done a phenomenal job for the last 4 years here. You know, I hated that I even have to address that. But I do think, out of respect for him and all the good things he's done, I am in a good mood. But that doesn't mean it's not because we're working together or because of just Stafford exclusively. There's a lot of good things going on that I feel really good about and I'm confident about. So don't twist my words when I didn't say that.
Well, that was so Gruden. Actually, didn't he sound Gruden there? That was so Gruden.
Yeah, it's Jay and John.
Don't twist my words.
He'd been around them his whole entire coaching career. So, and no one's twisting Coach McVay's words, Monica. This is he was the one who said it. He led into this by saying he's happy. Then he went right into Matthew Stafford. So naturally, this is what people are going to say.
And I think the backtrack is actually what irks me. I didn't have an issue with the sound, the initial sound.
No.
You excited about your quarterback? I mean, do you need to act like you're not? Like, you made a trade for this dude. Like, you would be happy. To me, the backtrack is the part that's unnecessary. Let it lie.
Every single person that has a brain and knows football knows that you do not, or you did not like Jared Goff.
Yeah.
Everybody, we all know that Jared Goff was the escape situation in this one. It's his fault. I'm a great play caller. I was calling the right plays. I was doing everything right. And his ass wasn't doing his job. We all know that. So now, Jared Goff feels good with my ex-teammate and Dan Campbell in Detroit, and he feels appreciated. He feels like he has a voice because Coach Lynn, Anthony Lynn, who's the offensive coordinator over there, former head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers, and Dan Campbell, the head coach of Detroit, are listening to him, and he didn't feel that way in Los Angeles with Sean McVay.
Yeah.
So there is an issue there.
Amicable split, guys.
Yeah, both sides are happy, which is really, in the end, that's all we want, right? We just want everybody to be happy. And that's exactly what Goff said in Detroit. He also said the same thing. It's like they're listening to me. They want to hear from me. They want to hear what I like. And that's great. He feels empowered in Detroit. And then quickly had to say, but it has nothing to do with what went on in L.A. This is just what I'm happy with here. So. Relationships. Don't you love them? Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, brought to you by California Almonds. Whether your best means being the best bingo player in your office or the best volleyball player on the planet, you're going to need some help. Almonds are your snack to keep your head in the game and your body energized. So refuel with almonds. California Almonds. Own your every day. Every day. The Bucks win game three. They get Chris Middleton going. They get Giannis going. And they hold on to win a low-scoring game, which is a bit of a surprise in a series, but they do it, and they avoid that 0-3 hole that we know no NBA team has ever come back from. As we discuss this series again, we go to the Goodyear Hotline. We talk to Kerry Kittles, former Nets guard, who joins us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. Kerry, good morning. So we were trying to figure out whether or not the Bucks got back in this series, or do they still have something to prove even after winning Game 3?
Well, thanks for having me, guys. Yeah, that was an interesting game last night for sure. It was a defensive effort on both sides of the court, the Bucks and the Nets grinding it out. But, yeah, they definitely have something to prove moving forward. You win a close game after being ahead. You know the Nets are banged up without Harden and without one of their key players, I think Jeff Green. And you squeak that win out. But, you know, the Nets have been really good this season at making adjustments. And if they don't win game four at home, you're going back to Brooklyn for a closeout game in five. So I think they're still in a pickle here.
How impressed were you at the performance of Giannis and Chris Middleton in the must-win game situation?
Yeah, I was very impressed with Giannis. It's just, you know, he made some outside shots in the second half. The Nets have been trying to do their best to pack it in and force him to make that perimeter shot, which he hasn't taken. And but he was still being aggressive. He's still getting in the lane. And then when you have Middleton doing what he does, you know, he's a great scorer. He's putting the ball on the floor. He's scoring in the lane. And he's making shots. And he sees the ball going in. That was a tough cover for the Nets last night in the game where, you know, you saw both teams struggling offensively to get the ball in the basket.
Kerry, we've talked about it a bunch today. Giannis and Chris Middleton made up for 76% of the offense for the Bucks. As you move forward in the series and they look to hopefully get another win on their home floor, how important is it that they get some help, some milk from the rest of those guys?
Yeah, they're definitely going to need to get some help. I mean, in particular, Drew Holiday and Brooke Lopez. Those guys have been there for Giannis and Chris throughout the year of taking some of that slack and that pressure off their backs. So, you know, the Bucks have been really well offensively, second in the league. Overall, you know, scoring the ball with efficiency, and they've had it, they've done it collectively throughout the season. And so, you know, they can't rely on Giannis every possession to get it done. They can't rely on Chris to play the way he did last night. And, you know, the Nets have to do a good job of containing those complementary players, and they've done that throughout the season. So game four is going to be very interesting to see what happens. You know, maybe Harden comes back in game four or five. But, you know, it's going to be a long series. I have it going seven.
Kerry Kittles, former New Jersey Net superstar, joining us on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. You mentioned James Harden. When do the Nets start to look at the bench and say, you know what, man, we got to have you back?
Yeah, that's a tough question. I think, as you know, those soft tissue injuries are tough to come back from. We saw it happen with AD. With the Lakers, right, trying to come back with his groin injury, and that didn't work out well. So, you know, this sore hamstring has been there. It's been lingering with Harden, and we thought after the regular season having a little bit of time off, you know, and resting it, and that sort of, it was, you know, it would heal. But, you know, playing 1 minute or whatever it was and then having to sit back down wasn't ideal. So they need him in the next series for sure. I think the Nets will be able to at least force a game seven, and he would definitely be healthy for that game. So I would rest him in games four and five and see how it looks in another week or so.
Kerry, you were part of the Nets teams that went to the finals, Jason Kidd and that crew, back in the early 2000s, and that still, the team was in New Jersey. Is there a different vibe? I know you're still around the team. You do your Brooklyn Nets basketball podcast, the Full Court on Flatbush, so you're still around the group, around the team. What's the vibe like with Barclays as this team with the stars it has on it, just like that team you guys were on? Like you had a team with stars on it as well. What's the vibe like with this team and the feeling from the fan base about the potential for this team?
Yes, very, very similar vibes. I think, we've had a chance now to see this Nets team, you know, especially the three players play together, the superstars, and what they're capable of doing. Our expectations as fans, you know, myself and fans, they want to see this team go all the way to the finals and have a chance to win a title. And that's the bar that they've set thus far. And so the Barclays Center was very vibrant. You know, I was there for games one and two. So, you know, this Nets team has those high expectations, and they have what it takes, right? They have those complementary players. You know, we have to see those role players like Harris and definitely Blake Griffin play better in order for them to advance. But, you know, when those three guys are in the lineup, I mean, who can beat them, right? They're averaging over 80 points, just the three of them combined. And so, you know, they force you to play a perfect game to beat them. And I think if they're healthy, no one can beat the Nets in a seven-game series because of what they can do offensively.
Jeez, Kerry. So, look, I got two. But really quickly, to that point, which team that is left do you think would be the most challenging for this Nets squad?
That's a good question. I think the Bucks are definitely going to challenge them. I think you'll see the Bucks now have a little bit more, play a little bit more relaxed basketball. I think Holiday will make some shots and Lopez will make some shots. They were definitely tight in Brooklyn those first two games. And even we saw last night, they just weren't playing themselves. So I think it'll be a seven-game series. But once the Nets get past the Bucks, you know, who can keep up with them offensively? I don't know. I mean, maybe Phoenix or Utah West because of the way they pass the ball and move it and they have so many pieces. But in the East, I think they roll through Philly or Atlanta because of the way they're designed to play and score. I mean, it's just to watch what they did in games one and two without Harden, that was impressive.
Yeah,
that was impressive. And it shows you how well the Nets are can be. And my expectation is for them to win a title this year. I think that they have all it takes.
So, okay. All right. So, wow, that's quite the answer. But real quick, your little brother and Villanova alum, Mikal Bridges, out west, is having a little bit of a coming out party. Just, I'm curious on your thoughts in terms of what he's been able to do and that Phoenix squad in general.
And that Phoenix squad, I mean, listen, if you were an NBA fan, you were excited coming into this season after what the Phoenix Suns did in those six or seven games in the bubble, right? They were undefeated. They showed you what their potential could be. And you're right. They've Chris Paul is healthy, and he has to remain healthy, which hasn't been the case in his career. So if Chris Paul is healthy and, Booker is doing what he's doing, you mentioned Mikal, he's emerging as a young star, complimentary player in the NBA, you know, great two-way player. He's making shots. And so, you know, I'm excited for him and what the Suns can do. I think they'll be in that conversation. I think the Suns will advance. I have them coming out the West.
Oh.
So I have the Suns playing the Nets in the finals. And, I'll be excited to see my Nets play against my younger brother, Mikal Bridges.
Ooh.
Love it, Kerry. Kittle's bringing the hot fire. Okay, that's what you're supposed to do. Make predictions, put it out there, let everybody know about it. And then, of course, if it doesn't come true, we'll just rip you for it. That's how it goes in this business, Kerry. You know that.
That's fine. I'll take
it. Good. That's right. Hey, Kerry, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Kerry Kittle's on the Goodyear hotline. So basically said what I said. Jay didn't like hearing this. But Key, you're here. Jay Will. He's under your name on the show. He didn't like when I said, I think in the East, the Nets roll through. It could be 5-5-5.
I agree.
Yeah.
And Kerry said the same thing. Like, who can keep up with them?
You got Phoenix coming out the West, though?
No, I don't have that.
I think
Utah's that team.
Also, PSA, Keyshawn's been shooting his paper basketballs into this trash can all show. There's four papers on the floor. He finally made one.
No, I made a couple. You just weren't looking.
No, you finally made one. Stop lying. He's lying.
Wow. I mean, she's not wrong.
Thank you, Han.
You've been off today a little bit.
Very thirsty for some.
Yeah, the NBA playoffs are on ESPN Radio. Tune in tonight is game three. Fridays with Monica. It's just different. Game 3, the Hawks host the 76ers, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins 7 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations. Game 4, by the way, Nets-Bucks, also on ESPN Radio, Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Eastern. Coming up, take it or shake it. There's a cute idea from one NFL quarterback as well. That's coming up next. KJZ, ESPN Radio, and Sirius XM, Channel 80.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. Alan Hahn, Monica McNutt in with Key. Little take it or shake it time. And Evan Wilner takes over from here.
Take it or shake it, brought to you by Granger.
Don't roll your eyes at me like that.
LeBron changed numbers this week from number 23 to 6. He won two titles with number 6 when he was in Miami. So LeBron will never win another championship. Take it or shake it.
Shake it!
Shake it! Shake it! Shake it!
Why would you say he would never win another championship?
Wow.
Just because he changed
numbers. That was the question on the sheet.
Don't be a smart ass.
That was the question on the sheet, he said.
That's a good question. Stephen A question.
I actually thought you'd say he would never win another title wearing number 6.
Yes, he will. He's going to win another title, and it's going to be next year. He's going to win the title next year. We're going to stay healthy, and we're going to run it back with a lot of our players, our core guys, and we're going to win a championship.
Thanks, Coach. He's not French either. He is not French.
Okay, fine. Go for it.
I am taking it.
Because you with the...
I'm kind of
Wizards.
Taking it, too.
You said shake it. Wait, you first said shake it.
I thought I had to say what he said. I thought we have to say it as a group,
that's
and
right.
then
we
discuss
do have
it.
To do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're right. He's wrong.
Okay, thank
I
you.
I said nothing because I didn't want to be part of this.
Listen, y'all know what I'm on. The changing of the guard. Can I get some a sound effect for changing of the guard?
No.
No,
you can't.
Much music. Okay.
No, because all you're doing there is just trying to push old people out of the business. I don't like that. That's
not
your attitude.
Pushing old people out.
Chris Paul needs to retire. Monica McNutt said that.
I do not. I am embracing
Melo, Paul.
Melo should just retire.
LeBron.
Monica.
Oh, Melo's on our Is What He Is team. Love you, Melo.
How dare you?
I mean, he's great, but he is what he is.
Evan, please save us.
I will. Here's a cute idea. Hmm. Kyler Murray told Sports Illustrated that he hasn't shut the door on a return to the diamond.
Really?
Oh, God.
Kyler Murray will play in the World Series before the Super Bowl. Take it or shake it.
Take it!
Take it!
This
all day long.
With. Here's why.
Take it!
He won't be long for the NFL.
It's nothing against him, but of course, in the end, baseball is his love. That's his passion. He made the smart choice
to go
ahead.
You can argue he's better at it.
Oh, wow.
No, he's really good at the quarterback position and within this system in Arizona. But the system in Arizona is not going to win them a Super Bowl. You can't win throwing the ball 50 times a game, every single game, having your quarterback run around and get knocked out. You cannot do
not
that.
Get knocked out? Oh, man.
Yeah, he gets abused.
Yeah, know, that's the part that why I think he'll end up back in baseball. Because there's only so much of that he'll be able to take before he just goes, oh, you know what?
It was a smart money play by him, though, to take the money
number
as a first-round pick. And then baseball-wise, he'll be fine. Because he's really good at baseball. Like, really good. Not like an imposter trying to play another sport.
We've never had that before.
No, we haven't.
Hey, cut it out. People have dreams at every age and 8 years after.
I know, and people live vicariously through their kids, too, and they spend a lot of money on little Johnny to get training and all that. I get it.
Hey, I felt like that was at me.
Hey. I didn't say.
Huh, not everything is
I didn't say anything about little Tyler. Nothing.
It's not Tyler, it's Zach.
Speaking of baseball, tune into an NL Central battle Sunday as the Cubs host the Cardinals, presented by Credit Karma. Coverage of Sunday Night Baseball begins at 6 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app, and at 7 p.m. on ESPN. So Kyler Murray, quarterback, Oklahoma, won a Heisman. Baker Mayfield, quarterback, Oklahoma, won a Heisman. Baker Mayfield will be the best quarterback in his division this season. Take it or shake it.
Shake it.
Shake it, shake it, shake it.
Shake it.
I think Lamar Jackson will be the
best. Yeah, talk to me nice, LJ. Yeah.
And why?
Because Cleveland's not allowed. They're not going to allow Baker Mayfield to be the best. They're not going to allow him to have the best numbers. They're not going to allow him because they're not going to ask him to do everything that Baltimore is going to ask of Lamar Jackson.
So Lamar, because of the running part of it, because they'll both probably throw about the same amount, right? They're both going to have about attempts-wise. They should be pretty much the same. Professor, they rely heavily on their running
maybe,
game. And on
maybe. Maybe. I think Lamar will get a tick because of the legs.
Professor Johnson?
Yeah.
Before he was injured, world beater, first, what, six games? How many games before he got hurt?
Who?
Joe Burrow.
Oh, yeah, but no, I can't. Tough. It's Cincinnati.
Yeah.
But in terms of, like, no. numbers, no. just not wins.
I just can't.
All right, I
can't.
I actually disagree.
Put my hand down.
I disagree. I think Baker will be because you got Odell back and healthy, and you would think, you know, coming for vengeance.
Yeah, but we had our success.
Jarvis Landry, you've got a good tight like, we and I know they're success. Running. Oh, I know.
We had our success managing the situation.
Okay.
We don't want to all of a sudden start to spit it out everywhere where Baltimore
well,
needs
I don't need
40 to do
attempts
that.
A game, but if he's a high percentage at, you know, in the 20s per game, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, I do. I like the logic here, though, in terms of what's my man? Lamar having to, needing to. For
yeah,
Baltimore
he needs
to.
Be. Well,
that's fair.
Be able to
that's
throw.
Fair.
He, they got to be able to throw.
They got Bateman. They're excited. I kind of wish they would have made a play at Julio, but, you know, whatever.
You can't have everybody.
Listen, I know, greedy. But it would have been nice.
That's come on, Zach, she's McGursty.
Hey,
wants more.
I should have not told this story. Morgan Williams, you're haunting me. Anyway,
Baker Mayfield, first pick in the 2018 NFL draft. Saquon Barkley, he was the second pick. Saquon Barkley is more important to the Giants' success than Daniel Jones. Take it or shake it.
Take it.
Take it.
Yeah, because it'll calm things down for Daniel Jones. Mm. Saquon Barkley can get back to 2018 when he had 1,300 yards, 91 receptions. 91.
It's a big part of the
he
offense.
He caught the damn ball, man. Yeah. And the next year, he followed up with a 60-catch performance.
He got the damn ball.
With 1,000 yards on the ground. So if they can get him back to that form, I think it will open everything up on the offensive side of the ball, and Daniel Jones will be looking at an extension.
Should he be back to that form?
That's
like
the
all signs indicate he's healthy.
You
the
said
system,
if.
New
the
coach.
It can is
yeah,
not the question.
He should be straight if he's healthy. I mean, he could go.
And that
really
does, you're right. His presence does kind of say quads.
I miss those say quads.
His presence.
Thirst.
Hey, see?
Trap.
I can't say nothing. Dang.
Wow.
Continue your football point.
Your thinus. Yes. there's many nicknames, you know. But he does take the pressure off of Daniel Jones. He
absolutely.
Really does. Because
whenever
he becomes so versatile for everything they need to do.
Whenever you have a strong running game, the quarterback, for the most part, can succeed. I mean, you think about Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
You think about when they had the two-headed monster going on in Baltimore. Lamar was able to do some stuff. I mean, that it helps.
Derrick Henry for Ryan Tannehill.
Tom Brady in Tampa Bay with Leonard Fournette along with Ronald Jones. Mm-hmm. I mean, it helps the situation.
What Zeke could do for Dak.
Yes.
If Zeke can get himself back as well. Mm-hmm, yeah, that's going to be very interesting.
Speaking of Saquon Barkley, Charles Barkley led the Phoenix Suns to the NBA Finals. Now Chris Paul might be leading the Phoenix Suns to the NBA Finals. Take it or shake it, Chris Paul is a top five point guard of all time.
Ooh.
All time.
I feel so young when we do all time stuff, but I got my answer.
All time?
You make me now have to
I
got to
go back. Put it this way. In my time. He is a top five guy.
Modern era, last 50 years.
Yeah, I got, well, no, not 50, like last 30 20. For me.
I was about to say.
Well, your lifetime.
No, I don't want to go my lifetime because there was dudes in the 50s.
You said my era.
No, I mean, my lifetime goes to 1970, by the way. This is my segment I created. So,
my rules.
In my time that I've been able to understand basketball.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
So, my like in the last week.
Zing, producer Evan.
Yeah,
I need something to throw.
Yeah, that's a yes. I need to ding that. Yeah.
Mr. Wellman.
Oh. Hey. Uh-oh. Oh, that's off air. Are you taking it or shaking it? What'd you say? You took it? You shaked it?
I'm sorry.
I'm shaking it. I'm shaking it.
I take it.
I'm shaking it.
You're taking it?
I'm taking it.
Yeah, because in the time that I've watched basketball and been able to understand, you got people like Magic.
Well, no. Why you didn't take it? Who you got? Real quick. Are they on off top
Well, if
of
you're
mine?
Going your lifetime, if you're when
I can only go I when
you're going
I
back
understand.
To the 80s. You're going back to the 80s then?
Mid-80s.
Our consumption.
John Stockton. Magic Johnson.
Yes.
All right, those are the two obvious ones you begin with. Isaiah Thomas is a great one. It's three, right? Yes.
I mean, had Tony Parker on my list. Is that because of winning? And then I had CP3. That's where I was.
Chris Paul, Isaiah, Magic, Stock.
People are shouting at the radio different names that we're just not thinking of right now.
But Jason Kidd.
It is pretty good.
Kidd.
Oh,
there you go.
God,
that's I'm done. The That's it for me. Five.
How about this one?
Steve Nash.
Steve Nash.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. Yeah.
Which leads us to our final question of take it or shake it.
I got six instead of five.
I got 10 since we're changing the rules. The question was five.
Moving on. Take it or shake it is brought to you by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is always there to help. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. So speaking of point guards, great point guards who played for the Phoenix Suns. If the Nets don't win the title, it's because of Steve Nash. Take it or shake it.
If the Nets don't win the title,
it's the coach.
Shake it. No, it's just because they didn't win a title and the shots wasn't falling, and that's pretty much it.
No, if they don't win a title, it's because of either injury or a deeper team was able to match what they can do.
Hey,
what three guys can do, 15 guys
are able
to do
just as well.
Y'all
saying all this pleasant stuff.
What are you
if
saying?
If it comes down to, what was it last night? 11 seconds possession, and they don't win the title, it will be because of coaching. Because what was the side out of bounds place? Terrible.
It was not good. It was not well executed by the
Slobs player. Were terrible. Sideline out of bounds.
That was pretty bad.
Awful. If that was coaching and it comes down to that, then not.
The slobs were sloppy.
Yeah. I don't expect it to come down
to
that.
Hey, Zach, I want you to play hockey. Why?
He chose it. You know that was his first word? That. True story. My son's first word was hockey. We have it on video.
I didn't say you didn't.
Lies.
It's not. No, we have it on video. We have it on video.
Zach,
proof.
I want you to play
he
hockey. Loves Dad, I don't
want to
play hockey.
Why would
you
I
have
want
to?
I
you
played
have to
basketball.
Do it because I always wanted to do it. I'm going to spend plenty of money for you to get training and everything.
You can definitely make this case, but it's totally not true.
Living vicariously through your
Zach's
son.
That's an amazing
You
got to
be ashamed
player.
Of yourself, Alan.
Really? It's funny. I know
Screaming
somebody's
son at
who
the refs.
Became a wide receiver.
Well, oh, yeah.
And
about
then was
that.
Yeah. Well.
Pushed all the way up.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Talk about nepotism. Yeah, I get
I don't,
don't
no
worry.
Kids,
I'll get you in the
so
league.
I'm not in this conversation.
I'll get you in the league. Don't worry. I'll get two can play at that game, my friend.
Hey, listen.
Two
if you
can
got
play
it,
at
you
that
use what
game.
You got.
So if you could think of other point guards that you would put on that list, that could be part of Call It Roulette. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That is coming up one more time this week.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click, Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
We'll call the roulette for you. We'll let you be part of the conversation. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That's how you, it's called bringing it in from break, you know.
No, I'm saying the music just reminds me of Hotel Lobby. Thank you, Mr. Hahn.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Monica, did we have this discussion yet about the music?
Yes. No. Yes.
The hotel lobby.
Hotel lobby, though.
Hotel
sure.
lobby.
Yeah. You know, and like very like
rocks glass, a little bit of scotch.
Yeah, like
late
of
afternoon.
Check it. You're hotel. Checking into the hotel. You want them to take your luggage upstairs. I'm gonna go to the bar, man. I'll see you guys.
Yeah,
in
I'm
a minute.
See you at the bar.
This hotel still has a bellhop with the thing.
Like yes.
That.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and then it's like
it also looks like the game Clue. It was Miss Scarlett in the parlor.
The bellhop standing there waiting for you to dig in your pocket.
His hand just sitting there.
No, he's just standing there. He ain't really saying nothing.
Just like goes up on his toes for a second.
Just standing there. Holding a small conversation. I got you, man.
Sir, anything else? Anything else, sir?
No, I don't. I got you.
Sir, are you sure?
Don't look at me like
that. You know all the good restaurants around here, sir. Is this your first time with us, sir?
I feel bad when I don't have no money on me. I feel so bad.
Listen, bellhops should have a little Venmo thing on they something.
So I feel bad, though, because then I got to go to the go-to line. I'm going to get you when I come back.
The worst is when you don't have anything small and you like you know you got to ask for change or you feel that, like
that's not
now
having
I'm asking
anything.
For change instead of giving you.
Small is relative in this room.
Is it?
No, it's not.
It's not relative.
I ain't trying to give nothing,
nothing
away.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey,
like,
listen, I told you that's what I got to give Venmo. They got to have a little thing and then you just be like, here you go, boop, here's some money.
Is that how we're going to do it in the future? I'm just going to take my
phone
out.
Embracing the new.
And just like, you know, airdrop it.
If all you had in your wallet was $200 bills, you're not finna tip that. If the dude was like, "Here's my Venmo," yeah. Boop, here's your little
then
10,
I don't tip
five,
him much,
whatever.
And now he's got my phone.
I was just
that's
about
not
to
how
say.
Venmo goes. All right, come on. Y'all
well, you know how Call Roulette goes. We spin the wheel,
yes,
and then we find out what line it is, and whoever's there just gives us the hot take or the question, tells us where they're from, of course, and who they are. So let's spin it. Line two.
Max, Cincinnati. Hey, Keyshawn, why are you so harsh on my Bengals when the Browns were so bad they had to lock Bud Light coolers in the stadium so they could get a win?
I don't
understand it. Joe Burrow's going for 4,000 yards this year and going to shock everybody
for
in the
Burrow. I'm not knocking your Cincinnati bundles at all. I just think that whenever you throw for 4,000 yards, that's a lot of yardage to throw for considering – every game, you're in a two-minute drill before the half and at the end of a game. I'm just saying.
Just saying. He does have his college teammate with him now to throw to, though. That could make a difference.
If he's not on his back because they selected a receiver instead
that
of an offensive lineman.
Spin it! Remember this day, though. 4,000 yards for Joe Burrow.
4K.
He called it. Line four.
Mark from Seattle. I just wanted to say you guys a point guard you didn't think of was Gary Payton, and a nickname I didn't hear was Sean Kemp's the Rain Man.
Oh, yes.
It's a good nickname.
Sean Kemp had,
the Rain Man.
In his
was good.
Day, that was pretty special.
Gary Payton
is, I don't know when the glove, but I'm saying top five.
Yeah,
oh, put him on the top five point guard list? In the last 30 years? And we got a. We've got
but
three.
But see, I guess I don't look at GP as a pure point guard because he did so much defensively.
Yeah.
That I guess maybe that's why.
Yeah, we
none
don't
of them other dudes that we talk
side.
About.
We're talking about the other dudes.
And the other dudes, we're talking about them offensively. For who sure. on the
John
other?
John Stockton was a great defensive player.
Was he?
Yes, he was. John Stockton?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he was
okay,
a fantastic defensive
didn't seem like it to me. Exactly. Hit that button again.
Stop it. Spin it.
It didn't seem like it to me, but
he was.
Maybe I wasn't watching.
He was. Look it up.
Lies.
Line five.
It's a great
job. Larry from Radcliffe, Kentucky. Allen Iverson. Top 10.
Different, though.
Oh, my God.
He was everything.
He wasn't really
though.
A point guard. He was a guy who was more of a scorer.
Yeah.
That would be points.
With our conversation.
He was a points guard.
No.
Yeah, he was a points guard.
And our conversation was guys that set the table. Like
facilitate.
Yates and I were texting this about last night. What should Steph be on this list? I don't think of
he
Steph as a
Iverson.
Right. I don't think of Steph as a point guard. Set the table. Set me up.
So are we being too literal? I mean, you played point. You were the point guard of your team, right? Wouldn't you say that? If Steph Curry is listed as the point guard. He would definitely be on this list.
See, I don't look at it like that. It's just like
at all.
So it's different. So he played a different game. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's like people saying wide receiver.
Yeah.
Dude never caught a ball outside the hash. So he's not a receiver. He's a slot. Never, ever lined up on an island.
You notice how we always have to do this now? Because the games, sports has evolved so much that even like any sport, you're talking about starting pitching. Great starting pitcher. Well, he only pitches 5.5 innings. He had 5 1/3 innings. He
yes,
never,
because
you should not
go,
like the old days where they pitch 7, 8.
I knew you were going to say.
But that's how you compare errors, though, unfortunately.
You go 8 innings, right. You can deal.
Spin it. Interesting debate. What a summer debate.
Now you know you're old.
Why would you do that to me? I already know. Line six.
Hi, it's William from Reno, Nevada, and I'll say that Ted Leonisis and him and the Capitals firing Barry Trotz was probably one of the biggest mistakes in hockey in the last 5 years.
Think about that, right? You think about
fired the guy.
You think about firing a guy that won you a Stanley Cup, but they already knew he was leaving as they won the. Think about this, Katie. Think about having a coach.
That was a great parade.
That you have a coach that you know is an organized great coach.
Yeah.
You win a Super Bowl.
Yes.
Your team, your owner already knew this guy's out after the season. I don't care what you guys do.
Yeah.
You win the Super Bowl and they still go ahead and fire him. And hire a guy that's already on the staff that was already pushing him out.
Well, he was leaving.
No, he wasn't leaving.
They basically hired Ben McAdoo to replace him.
Yeah.
Oh, so there you go, Ben McAdoo. How did that work out for the Giants?
It didn't. How did it work out for the Capitals? They're looking for another coach.
Okay, that's
and meanwhile, Barry Trotz has the Islanders in their final
Barry's
four
doing a great job.
For the second straight year.
Shout out
second,
to the Isles.
Second year in a row.
They sent me a great Barry Trotz.
Gear. He's really great.
He did?
Yeah, it's really cute. I'm glad.
When you come to a, you coming to a finals game with us?
Let's make it happen.
All right, you're
in. Don't play with me.
Why would I put,
I'm just saying, because, you know, people say things on TV. And then,
I don't say things on TV.
One.
I'm just
checking.
What?
Two.
Two. What
three,
are you counting?
Our tickets?
Woody, four.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm just trying to, you know.
I told you, together, we're trying to get the math right.
Okay.
I can't do that without your help.
Okay.
Right?
Absolutely.
If you want the math right, I'm making the effort to get the math right. And the Islanders are all in on
Cadillac
it.
SUV. Pre-game meal.
Yeah, I heard about
you. I like
you.
Rolling with y'all. Let's go. I've got my gear. I'll be ready.
Cadillac
you,
no, no, SUV.
You hear this, right? He's got.
Timestamp. Do I need to record? Is this a two-party consent state to record? Are we
no,
on
no,
TV?
He's making the list
this
of demands.
Documented.
This is to come and be a guest
oh,
to watch a
him.
Championship. And he's like, no, you got to get me the. He wants a bowl of M&Ms, no green ones.
Hey.
Don't look me in the
this
eye.
This man, Meshawn,
ooh,
will get it. So I'm rolling with him. I'm on his coattails all day. It's my big brother.
So I want the
when
New
they
York
was
Islanders.
Calling me, when they was calling me Meshawn, she was still trying to figure out how to walk.
Exactly.
But
that's
now
why
she
I'm
thinks she
think
we cool like that.
I want the New York Islanders to know Keyshawn Johnson and Company, which is the show he would like it to be called.
See, here's what I'm going to say.
We'll be
coming. Careful what you wish for, huh?
Finals.
Coming to ESPN 2 and news soon.
You be careful. What you wish as well.
Dude.
We wish everybody, though, a great weekend. Get
Keyshawn and Company
weekend.
Joining you Monday morning.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or wherever you stream your audio.